Welcome to episode 176 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. There are some links with more information on the show page today, and you can find that by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. We've been looking at the Earth's history, geological ages and periods and eons. Have you noticed any patterns? Like the way life will get into an environment, diversify, flourish, and then everybody dies. In the Permian period, the worst extinction event that has ever occurred took place. It ended the Permian period. Something else you may have noticed is the way that the ice comes and goes. The planet's temperature gets warmer and colder, and the sea level will rise and fall. About 299 million years ago, the Carbonaceous ended with an ice age. There was a minor extinction event associated with the ice age, but it wasn't anything too severe. That was the beginning of the Permian. And in the beginning of the Permian, it warmed back up. All the large continent-sized pieces of land had nestled up into one giant supercontinent. It warmed back up again, the sea level rose, but it was drier. Over the 47 million years of the Permian, there would be periods of warming and cooling. But it stayed dry. The carnivorous trees like pine or cedar, that have little cones to hold their seeds, did well in the Permian and afterwards even better. They did better in the drier climate than the seed ferns and trees that spread by spores did. Those tetrapods, the four-legged things, got large. Several of them were more than 10 feet long, and they weighed tons. In the Permian, we had the first cynodonts, which was a group of animals that eventually turned into mammals. This is when we start to see mammal-like teeth and erect postures. There were creatures like the Dimetrodon that had a big sail on its back. Towards the end of the Permian, archosaurs appeared. This group would go on to turn into birds and dinosaurs. There were still giant insects. A different group of giant dragonflies were buzzing around. They were joined in the air by some small tree-climbing reptiles that could glide from tree to tree, but nothing other than insects had learned to actually fly yet. About 252 million years ago, the Great Dying began. More than 95% of all the species in the oceans died. Of the vertebrates who were living on the land, about 70% of them went extinct. There are several possible causes. It may even have been a combination of several factors. There appear to have been a couple of giant impacts. The ice crawled across the land again, and the sea level dropped. During this time, a massive eruption was taking place. If you take the state of Alaska, add Colorado, and the state of Delaware, you're still not quite as large an area as this eruption covered. It lasted for 1 or 2 million years, and dumped tons of CO2 into the atmosphere, along with other toxic gases. It's thought that, at first, volcanic ash would have blocked out the sun, causing many plants to die and for the temperature to drop. The oxygen level in the atmosphere dropped to as little as 12%, compared to 21% today, and in the previous period as much as 35%. Then, the temperature spiked. In the oceans, temperatures got as high as 40 degrees Celsius, more than 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That was the end of the Permian, and the end of the Paleozoic, and set the stage for the rise of the dinosaurs. See you next time.